This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Let me get to the Phils right now because, of course, Phils are, you know, getting closer to cranking it up. And one of the big decisions is who should be the leadoff hitter. It sounds like there's a pretty good chance they might change it up. I mean, that's just the impression I get. Is it just sounds like they're talking about it more than in past years. So maybe it really will be Trey Turner. Let's listen to Trey. He spoke recently about, you know, the leadoff thing. And I'll say this. My impression is he sounds interested in doing it. Here's Trey Turner recently.
Rob said a couple times this offseason that he's talking about leading you off. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I like it. You know, I've always hit one or two for the most part in my career. Hit a little three, but one or two early on. And you know, I think it would be fun, be a little different. You know, I've been in that tool for a few years now, but kind of get back to a little bit more speed and have that aspect would be fun.
Do you think you could run more if you're hitting leadoff and Bryce is hitting directly behind you?
Yeah, I've run a lot more. I've said that a lot in my career in general. I could have run a lot more throughout my entire career, but it's more about scoring runs. I don't really care about stealing the base. It's more about scoring the runs. So, yeah, you know, I think at times in the last few years, and even when I played in Washington, L.A., there was times where, you know, I could steal base, but I got to stay there to let, you know, those guys hit, and that's part of the game. And definitely could steal more. I'm not going to act like I could steal 70, 80 bases or anything like that, but, you know, there's a handful of times where the opportunity's there, and for a stolen base specifically, but that's not always the, you know, the right play, I guess.
All right, Trey Turner recently. So it leads to not one, not two, but three different Twitter poll questions of the day, what we discussed just in the last 3 or 4 minutes here. Twitter poll questions all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. So obviously the hiring of Kevin Petula on the table is a major topic today, and whether you trust Howie and Sirianni in a moment like this to get it right, when sometimes they've got it right, sometimes they've got it wrong. Just won the Super Bowl, but three different other poll questions. The first, who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Obviously, there's only three choices. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? We got them in alphabetical order. Schwarber, who it's typically been. Stott, who it occasionally was, but it was very short-lived. Trey Turner, who did it a lot earlier in his career and was ineffective here. Who should be the leadoff hitter? Schwarber, Stott, Turner. Not only can you vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, we'd love to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Let us know what you think. Who it should be. Other two poll questions. Sixers related. Because the Sixers reemerged tonight from a long break with this All-Star break. Do you think the Sixers will make the playoffs? Yes or no? Third poll question. Should the Sixers tank the rest of the season? Yes or no? Now, James, I'm going to come to you for, I need one ruling. And I'm going to start with you, James. Does making the playoffs mean making the play-in game or making the top eight after the play-in game? As you define it, because I define it as you're in the top 10, the regular season is over, and you have this one or two game thing to continue on, I consider being top 10 playoffs. I know some people don't.
I don't.
What is your definition?
No, the top eight. I think you need to win the play-in. If you're 7 or 8, I think you need to win the play. Seven, eight, nine, or 10.
Even though baseball had a one and done and that counted as the playoffs and this one doesn't?
Yeah.
Because that's a little weird.
It was, but that was also a lot less. Even when they had the one and done, it was a lot less percentage of the league making
that's
the playoffs, so to speak.
That's
like,
right.
If we're talking about 20 teams making the playoffs, like, I can't. That I agree with you. It's a money grab, and it's not the regular season and whatever.
Yeah.
But to me, the eight teams make the playoffs.
All right, Rhea, from your standpoint, definition of the NBA playoffs, top 10 or top 8?
Sixers going out in the second round.
No, but for the poll purpose, what would you say?
Top eight. Yeah, correct.
John? See, I think they're both wrong, John. The regular season has ended, and my team is still eligible to win the championship. Therefore, I've made the playoffs. How do you define it, John? The playoffs are which? Because I think they Jedi mind tricked America. They said it's a play-in. No, it's not a play-in. You're in the playoffs. It's a playoff game. You just happen to try to advance.
I dislike the play-in concept.
Well, we all do. It's all garbage. I'm just trying to define what the playoffs are.
In the NBA, it's they are too lax. They are too easy. They are
There shouldn't be 10.
A joke. They are an inexact representation of what excellence is supposed to be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I think they got it wrong, and then they got it wrong again, and they compounded wrong repeatedly until we arrived here.
Well, what's our definition? I'm just saying it's almost like that first four in college basketball,
the
tournament.
Do you consider them NCAA tournament?
I do. I'd say they made the tournament. I'd say they got short shrifted by having to go play in Dayton, Ohio. No one watched, and two of them were out right away. But I wouldn't say they didn't make it.
But the tournament is one game always. The NBA playoffs are seven-game series unless, except for this nonsense.
All right, John, I just need a ruling. Play-in, is the playoffs or is not? I'm just asking for our poll purpose because
I think the play-in is not the playoffs.
Yeah, fair enough. I think most people define it the way you do, but I think that's wrong. Anyway, let's go to the phones, and we'll tell you in a moment how you can win a really cool prize today on the show. 215-592-9494. So the Sixers to tank or not, playoffs or not, the Phillies lead off, who should it be, and obviously the Eagles with Kevin Pitullo. It's a big move. New offensive coordinator, Andy, right now. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing great, Andy.
Holy smokes.
I'm in D.C. this morning, so I'm enjoying a nice splash of Commander's tears mixed in with my usual Giant tears.
I love it.
You also just hurt everybody's
that
ear.
Is refreshing. Yeah, well,
all right, some real phone
we're
going
to put them on hold. That's too much. That's too much. Let's go to Sammy. Sammy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super, Sammy.
Good, good. I just wanted to talk about Kevin Petula. Yeah. Just first-time caller, so a little nervous.
Oh,
welcome
please.
Aboard, buddy. Take your time. And,
welcome, and we're really thrilled that you joined us.
Now, Sammy, don't worry about the million people listening. We'll try to tune them out.
Oh, just, stop.
No, I mean, you never know. It might be 2 million. I don't know.
It's 6:40 in the morning. It's probably
all
not 2 million.
All right, Sammy, take your time, buddy. It's all good. Just a couple people talking sports. What do you got?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the new offensive coordinator hire. I'm not sure if I love it. I don't know. It's 4:40 a.m. here in Utah, so I don't know what the other callers have been saying. But, I'm not sure if I love it. I don't think internal hires have worked for the Eagles, and it makes me really nervous, especially because I think the Eagles can repeat next year.
No, they can. I don't know. Yeah.
So, that's just a thought I had. I'm not sure.
But I need a ruling from Rhea. Rhea Hughes,
yes.
When the Eagles made the internal hire of Rich Kotite when they fired Buddy Ryan. Did it work out?
No, it did not work out.
All right, so what was an example of the Eagles and internal hiring working? Let's figure this out.
Oh, geez. It's hard to think back.
When did it work?
Because Peterson wasn't an internal hire. Chip wasn't.
I mean, Andy's really? Offense coordinators didn't really count. Like they
kind of didn't count.
Yeah.
Childress was elevated when Dalhauer was out.
Yeah, so that was like internal, but it's like, you know.
How about Howie Roseman to general manager?
Ah, there you go. No,
how
that's true.
Score one for the Eagles and the hammer! Because he was as low as you get, and he worked his way up. How about
his way
back. All right, Sammy, how about that?
Yeah, that's right. And can I say one final thing before I hang up?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so, Joe, you know, I might be one of the people in minority where I agree with you 99% of the time. I think you have the best takes.
Good man.
Oh, but Sammy, come on, man.
Good man. Preach on, brother.
I know.
Preach on.
But one thing that I love about Richie is that I see a lot of former players do that he doesn't do is he doesn't invalidate a point by saying, like, oh, I played before, so what you're seeing is not really the thing you're seeing. So
I appreciate
Richie,
that. Yeah.
I really love that. I think you guys are awesome, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sammy. Kind words to John and kind
calling
words about the
show. Calling from Utah, no less.
Look at
man.
That. Look at that. You know why? Because John Richie is.
You're John freaking Richie, man.
Damn yeah. Straight.
Big time, yeah. I appreciate that.
Oh, really good. Yeah.
All right, let's give everyone a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews. How about it? Lawn tickets to see Dave Matthews as he'll be in town this summer coming up with the Summer Tour 2025 in town July 25th at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday. Obviously, that is tomorrow at 10 a.m. At Ticketmaster.com, but not yet on sale,
ooh.
Which means this is pretty cool. You can win.
It's an exclusive right now.
It is. Win the tickets before they are available for the general public, as they say. All right, so here's the deal. Here's how you win them today. Give us a notable replacement. Why? Well, obvious reasons. Because Kevin Petullo is replacing Kellen Moore. So sometimes these things work out, sometimes they don't. We're lumping them all together today. The good replacements and the bad replacements to find out what is the most notable replacement, good or bad. By the way, we were trying to figure out before the show, and we're going to just put it all on the table. There's real life stuff like an athlete replacing an athlete, coach replacing a coach, actor replacing an actor. But there's also within a show, you know, it's actor, but it's also character. Like Kirstie Alley replaced, Diane. Shelley Long, by way of Rebecca Hall and Cheers replacing Diane. So there's a lot of ways you can tackle this year, and there's also announcing replacements. There's talk show host replacements. John Ritchie, when you think of a notable replacement, good or bad, most notable replacement, John Ritchie, what are you thinking?
This is so crazy.
Yeah.
And Jimmy pointed it out to me. Back to the Future. For 6 weeks, the first 6 weeks of filming.
Eric Stoltz.
Yeah.
Eric Stoltz. Marty McFly.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox is a replacement. For a month and a half, Eric Stoltz was running around being
wild.
Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
And they couldn't stand him, right?
It didn't work. Apparently, it just didn't work, is what they said. Yeah.
Too serious, apparently.
And apparently, they always wanted Michael J. Fox because of family ties. Yeah. He couldn't do it at first, and then he was able to do it, and it was one of those
things. That's a great answer. Seltzer, a notable replacement, good or bad?
Mine's bad. Okay. We all remember the Fail Mary, the refs.
Yeah, the refs are a good answer. That was a fiasco. I want to say around 2011.
I was
going to
say 12. It's somewhere in there, yeah.
It was horrendous when they had, you know, replacement refs. All right, Rhea, notable replacement, what do you got?
I'm going to go with a bad one when Ashton Kutcher replaced Charlie Sheen in 2.5 Men. It was a show I really enjoyed. It was fun, and he was nuts, but Ashton Kutcher was just dreadful.
No, I get it. All right, Rhea, do you trust? And so everyone at 215-592-9494, give us a notable replacement. It can be something that really worked out or really didn't. Hit us up. Obviously, Rhea, we're talking about this because Petula is the guy.
Yep.
Do you trust Howie and Sirianni with the roller coaster it's been with some of the decisions on coordinators?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's amazing? They had at the end of 22 to this point in 24, meaning like when they got to February 22 on the field, and they had new coordinators by January of 24. Anyway, they had in 12 months seven coordinators at one point. I'm just saying,
kind of a lot.
They had seven at one point in a 12 month.
I mean,
span.
Two in one season is so rare. Right. Like, how often do you see two coordinators in a season? It's always that coach who gets fired, you know?
It's pretty astounding. Just to be clear, because it was Steichen, and I'm not even counting Michael Clay thing. It was Steichen and
Gannon,
which became Johnson and
Patricia
Desai.
And
Patricia.
Yep.
And then because they got hired because they got bounced early in the playoffs, you know, the prior
Vic and
year.
Kellen.
Yeah.
So it's eight.
Seven.
If you want to include Petullo today, it's eight, which is nuts.
It's eight in 24 months.
It's nuts.
All right, Rhea, they got some right, they got some wrong. Do you trust Howie and Nick on this one?
Now, you and I disagree on this. I was never the biggest Kellen Moore fan. Mm-hmm. I thought, they obviously changed things up, you know, when they got to 2-2. Wasn't really a Kellen Moore offense that we saw all year. So I think there was a lot of, you know, the players went to Nick Sirianni to force them to go more run heavy. And to his credit, Kellen Moore did it. He changed his philosophy.
Yep.
So I'm okay with it. And listen, Jalen Hurts had a new coordinator last year and they won the Super Bowl.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, this he's got a new coordinator. The sky is falling. Well, it didn't fall last year. And
no.
I think at this point, you know, Jalen's what, in his fifth year, sixth year?
It'll be his sixth. It'll be his fifth as the full-time starter. It'll be his sixth year in pro football.
Let's be honest. It's Jalen Hurts' offense.
Yeah. No, I think that's the way
I feel about it. So I'm right now, the not having the play calling, that is absolutely a fair concern.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, so where do you stand on the Petula thing as the OC? And also, give us a notable replacement. We'll talk to Ruben Amaro in studio with us in about 15 minutes. Also, something Elliot said about the move to Petula. We'll get to that shortly. Steve in Pensauken. Steve, good morning, pal. Oh, Steve just somehow got zapped off. All right, Andy was with us earlier. His phone was a little crazy. Good morning, Andy.
All right, hopefully this is better.
Yes, it is.
All right, good morning. Apologies to WIP listeners around the world for shredding all your eardrums a few minutes ago.
No problem.
It's all right, I do it all the time.
Inspired by being in our nation's capital today, my notable replacement, and this one is for you, Joe, John Adams.
John Adams is a very notable man, number two president.
Yeah, yep. But especially because George Washington said our democracy can't survive if we count on one person.
Yeah, no, that's very true.
The idea of an elected leader, so
very
that's
true.
My pick.
Yep, good answer. Great answer.
All righty. So before I get to football, I have an All-Star weekend take that's just – I actually think there's a way to salvage – that weekend and make it more compelling. So number one, Saturday night, they should add a shot blocking competition where they have balls being fired from machines all over half court. And it's how many, you know, shots can you block in say a minute or 30 seconds.
Can you imagine watching Wemby do that?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
I got to tell you, Andy, it doesn't work for me.
It's
man.
Like whack-a-mole in the sky.
It doesn't do it for me.
I think it's only fun if it's Wemby.
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
I mean,
maybe.
It's one and done. If you want to do it one time, then, you know, it's almost like the old Superstars thing and
it
you got obstacle courses. You know, one and done, maybe.
All right. Well, then hang up. But then don't be a hater yet because then I have a more meaningful solution for the actual game itself.
Okay.
Forget the game, the traditional 5-on-5 game. Here's what they should do. They should have a 1-on-1 format where guys are matched up by position. So guard against guard, forward against forward, center against center. and they're playing for their conference, and so they actually have to play. They can't go out there and dog it because they're on the court by themselves.
Well, here's the problem. The players wouldn't want to do it. And if you're saying to do like what baseball did 20 years ago, this one counts,
they don't want to get embarrassed one-on-one.
I mean, Andy, you got to remember this. There's only about 5 or 6 teams with a reasonable shot to win the title. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, number one, these guys don't want to do it. Number two, I mean, what does the guy with the 8 seed, what does he really care if the Boston Celtics, you know, have home court advantage in the finals or not? He doesn't care. He's the 8 seed guy. Yeah, I'm giving you two. I'm giving you two thumbs down. Unfortunately.
All right. You know what? Then I'm going to stick to football.
All right. Give me a quick Eagles point. What do you got?
The Petullo take. I mean, listen. I don't know if this guy's good at his job or bad at his job, but there's no way they would have bumped him up if they didn't think Jalen was cool with it, and they didn't know that this guy is going to be able to figure out how to take what has worked about the offense so far, which presumably he knows and understands. And then I like that they hired this kid from the Dolphins who's hopefully going to bring in some new wrinkles.
So you know, I'll frame it a little different, Andy, than what you said on Cool With It. I think the better way to put it is that they think he's the person to get the most out of Jalen. I mean, that's where I got enough faith in Howie and Nick. I don't think they hire someone because they think Jalen's, quote, cool with it. I think they hire someone because they think this person will get the most out of Jalen Hurts.
And there's continuity there. They've been together
for a couple of years. Yeah. And that should be the standard. I mean, it really should be, Andy. All right, my man, give me an answer, a notable replacement.
I already gave you John Adams.
Oh, John Adams. I apologize. Yeah, he went out of order, and that confused me. Good stuff. All right, so let me give you what Elliot put up yesterday on Twitter when the Petullo news came out. He said, some thoughts. This is Elliot Sherparks. Some thoughts on the Eagles' decision to hire Kevin Petullo as their offensive coordinator. I do not like the idea of promoting from within. It didn't work in 2018. It didn't work in 2023. I think there needs to be new eyes on the offense to keep from getting stale, and that doesn't happen from promoting from within. That has nothing to do with Petullo as a coach. I just think this was a chance to hire from the outside of the building and get fresh ideas. That being said, I have been impressed in the times Petullo has talked. I can see why the Eagles would want to keep him in the building, especially why Sirianni would want to keep him. If Sirianni wanted him, I think that should matter. Petullo has never called plays at the NFL level. That isn't the end of the world, as Sirianni and Hurts are very involved in the play calling, but it is noteworthy. The key for Petullo will be, what new ideas does he bring? He's been in the building. It's hard to imagine he has new ideas that weren't implemented. Okay, interesting perspective from Elliot. He'll join us later in the show to discuss that further.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.